I've heard, you know, with the beard thing, yeah? When I remember when I first wanted to grow a beard, the amount of myths I heard, if you rub weed on your face.
Yeah,
I can't.
Weed!
I've tried.
Weed? Which we're fucked as a community.
And someone told me too, yeah, if you rub a woman's vagina on your face, then your beard's gonna grow. That's
what they meant
as well.
But boxing, that's training. But we stopped boxing. I told you why.
You stopped boxing.
Should I tell you why I stopped boxing?
Because you kept getting injured.
No, because when I was going there, there was training like we was going to fight Usyk.
Yo, what's going on, people? And welcome back to the Koppo Show, formerly known as the Court of Public Opinion. I go by the name Tricky. Of Geordie Jones.
Oh, my God.
A.K.A. Don J. That was you good?
No, yeah, no, sorry, I was choking, but it's, yeah, it's
fine. What are you choking on?
You've got mad, little man. Like, you're coming out, like, slowly, like, week after week. Like, do you know what's going to happen? By, like, January time, like, our confession time is going to be like, guys, you know what, I'm gay.
So would there be a problem with that?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying anything not. More. Okay. I'm still getting threats.
I'm still getting threats. Well, all to this day?
Yeah,
because of that clip of Jordan.
Especially, like, on TikTok and stuff.
It went viral, wasn't it?
Like, and people will see it again. Someone will repost it again.
Yeah.
But you've got a strong fan base out there.
Jordan, you've got a serious
fan base out there.
Jordan, they were rallying for you in them comments.
There's at least...
He's the cutest one! He's so cute! Don't worry about him, Jordan. Well, you remember saying anyway. How's things been since we last recorded?
It's been alright,
yeah. Yeah, it's been good.
Wait, has it been a week yet?
No,
since we last recorded.
No,
it's been alright.
Yeah, what you been up to?
I came straight from work today, so I'm in a jumper.
I like that jumper, by the way.
Oh, cheers, bro. Thanks. Wow, I don't think anything happened.
What's it say?
Orgy.
What?
It's dark, man, that's dark. What does orgy mean?
I don't, you know,
that looks like
I should probably Google it. I just saw the ad.
Oh, right, that jumper's kind of
hard.
You might have to bust the window.
Yeah, boy, then. Bro, just walking around with
his orgy across his
chest. Orgy on his jumper, you know?
At work.
That's disgusting, fam. No.
What about you, George? What have you been on?
Just been at home. Had a chilled weekend playing football and paddle. I've got a mad paddle addiction now.
The paddle thing, yeah. You're bad man though.
Why?
No, I wanted to bring it up. You're bad man still.
Oh, why? What you said to you last week?
No, not last week. Oh. Well, I remember. I think it was one time. I think it was like in the summer. And I was like, oh, like, I see you play paddle, Jordy. He was like, yeah. I was like, oh, let me play. He's like, no, you're not athletic, man. You're nowhere near athletic. And I was like, that's not nice. I want to at least play.
No, but the thing is though, Phil, yeah. You see, like with you, yeah.
Here we go.
You. Like, when it comes to sports, yeah, you don't have to have that side, like, where you think, okay, cool, let me take this seriously.
Why? Well,
it will just be a joke all the way through.
It won't.
Even if you start off bad, yeah, like, you're just on bats too much.
Bruv, you're not giving me a chance.
Like, you're on games too much.
You're not giving me a chance.
If I
play tennis with my bedroom, yeah?
Regularly?
Yeah, I've started playing tennis with
him. When's the
last time you played tennis? Because we spoke about this probably like last week.
Yeah, we did.
I know you ain't played tennis since then.
No, give me a chance.
Okay,
go on.
When did you last play tennis?
September.
Okay. And when was the last time before then?
I was playing it consistently.
Yeah, but what's consistently like?
I was playing it for like 6 weeks.
Back to back?
Yeah, every Thursday at Beckenham Tennis Lawn.
So why did you stop?
Honestly, it was a factor of... He cancelled on me 1 week and we just haven't picked back up.
Who?
My brethren.
Your partner cancelled?
Not my partner, my tennis partner.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I was consistently doing it and I enjoy it. And I think paddle, if I understand the rules, and I got the opportunity to play with my friends, I think there's a chance that I could actually get into it.
I would genuinely invite you, but I just don't trust that you'll come and take it. Like, it would just be a big laughing joke thing.
So wait, well, do you turn proper serious?
No, but when I play sports,
it's time to get serious.
But Els, this is what I wanted though.
Or just ask someone else that go. Don't ask him. Ask someone else.
And Jordan was like, no. No, you're not.
Who
good
do you
enough.
Play with usually? Like Scaps.
You know, Scaps, Mini Reese, and that. And you know, so imagine, like, your name came up once, and everyone said, yeah, like, I don't think, like, he'll take it seriously. Like, he'll come and he'll be on laughing and joking.
So everyone goes there and no one has a
snob. No, but like, you want to win, innit? Like, you want to, like, compete. Like, you don't want to go and play.
But how do you
it's just a jolly up.
How do you learn? That's what I want to know. If someone wants the opportunity to play a sport, how do they learn? They have to get taught.
It's because of your personality why he's probably saying that.
I just don't think you're better.
But there's a time and a place. Yeah, so I like a laugh as much as the next one.
So paddle is no laughing zone.
No.
I just want my phone.
No, you can laugh, but just like, come on, like.
I'm just trying to understand.
I can see what you're going to be on. Like, you're just going to be slowing down the tempo of the game.
If you're new and learning the game of paddle.
Don't ask him. Just ask someone else and go.
Who?
Vinny, Reese, Scaps.
But look, they've had a conversation about me behind my back. Don't you see that? There's already a mindset out there of me that I'm not serious.
But like, when you play sports, yeah, like, you got to, like, at junior, yeah? Like, when you play football, yeah, like, say, like, you're training, yeah?
Yeah.
And someone just isn't taking it seriously, and they're just, like, and they're just slowing down their set. Like, it's jarring, isn't it?
Yeah, no, even paddle, if my boy was just starting now, I'll tell him now, you have to go play with other boys
first. Yeah, exactly.
Get build up.
Yeah.
Then when you get to my level, you start playing.
It's for the tempo, isn't it? Yeah, you need tempo.
It will be dead for George if he's playing with you, because for him, it's like, I'm just...
I hear it.
You quit a lot of things as well.
Wait,
let me explain.
Is a quitter?
You got up, you said go and play with your other boys.
Yeah.
Stuck.
This is my only engine
point.
They don't play paddle.
They play poker.
Or if they're playing paddles, they ain't told me.
Yeah, but you can find someone.
He's got another group of friends, called the Rough Riders,
They're called the Rough Riders. This is their nickname for them.
No, they're called the Rough Riders.
They're not called Rough.
That's what they're called.
Rough Riders represents.
Yeah, that's who you.
To call a group of men the Rough Riders.
That's their name.
That's not their name.
You lot was gambling at your house. Someone had on a bally while you lot was playing poker. The man's got a bally on. They're all friends for 10+ years. Yeah. It's a gang.
See, that's who you need to be. It's a gang.
It's a gang.
That's who you need to start playing with, because it will be dead for us, like.
So I can only play once I've got to a certain level.
Are you beginners?
Yeah.
Is there a beginners paddle club?
Yeah.
To be honest, I just went.
So you played?
Yeah, I went in summer, but yeah, I haven't been back.
Is it hard?
No,
it's calm. So it's easy to play?
Yeah. I don't know if everybody, but I prefer single. I think it's easy.
Not for the average personality.
When you went, did you laugh?
Yeah, I laugh.
Was you allowed to laugh?
I went there and I won multiple games.
Okay, so you're decent then.
Yeah, I'm not shit. I'm definitely not shit.
All right.
You just need hand-eye coordination and some stamina.
Okay, that's fine.
What has he got any of those? Two?
Yeah, I do. I can play.
Based off what I've seen at boxing, yeah.
But boxing, that's training. But we stopped boxing. I told you why I stopped boxing.
Because you kept getting injured.
No, because when I was going there, there was training like we was going to fight Usyk. And I said,
Why am I? We're shaping like we're gonna fight Usyk.
See, and this is the thing. See, like you don't like hard work.
I do.
No, you don't. You don't like hard work.
I do, man. This is let me.
You got to prove a lot of people wrong.
Yeah,
because you stopped you running because you said you got shin splints.
I still go running. Yeah. I've been going running.
No, but you stopped. You said you had shin splints. I went back 9 months.
I went back. I've been going back.
Are you gonna stick to it?
Huh?
You're gonna stick to it.
Yeah, I got shin splints again.
Yes.
Mm. What can I do? It's an uncommon injury.
I've seen people run with shin splints.
Yeah, it's not healthy though. You got told to stop. But I'm gonna go back. I've been going run club.
Yeah, this I feel like
the only thing, yeah, that you consistently do is drink. That's the only thing, like weekly, like you want drinking, like
No, I don't. I don't drink.
I feel like I got we got the pitchforks out, but I just link, just go there. Just ask someone else. Don't ask Jordan because he ain't going to tell you.
Like, you love a drink.
Just go there.
But you don't love sports.
And I think you might enjoy it, to be fair.
I will, because I like tennis.
If it's doubles, you don't have to run around as much.
Oh.
It should be all right. If it's singles,
how much
then
are the paddle
rackets? You might think, you can get some for cheap, innit?
Yeah, but it depends, though.
You can get some mad expensive ones.
What's the peak ones? Like, it was like one bills, like a bills, no, 150.
My one was 280.
Raw.
Yeah,
he's got a sickness though. You don't have to.
Yeah, but
does it improve your play?
Is that having real boots?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just more. It's more about the play. Yeah. I do understand that.
You probably bought a pair of football boots when I did.
I've got boots. I bought boots.
For football.
Molds.
What?
Tempos.
Is it?
Yeah. Come on, man. I ain't worn them in a little while though. Got injured. Don't matter, but at least I'm trying. But I'm gonna
I think you should go.
I'm gonna go paddle on here.
I think you enjoy yourself.
But anyway, let's do all rise anyway. Because I've got some things I need to confess.
All rise? Oh shit,
sorry.
All rise. Court is now in session.
We've got to figure that out.
You don't got anything to confess this week?
Yeah, I do actually.
Go on.
I've been a victim.
Oh no.
I've been a victim.
Who?
They got me.
Who's they?
Yeah, man. Do you know the last time this happened?
Yeah, that's been selling things like this online.
What's that? What is that?
A kitchen / toilet scrubber cleaner. Well, the official name for it is called electric spin scrubber.
Let me see it.
So, you know,
it works though.
Yeah, you clean things.
It's not really going very fast, so it's not.
What is it for dust?
No, it's for cleaning.
Wiping things down.
Yeah, like yeah.
So what's the problem? Why have they got you?
Well,
it's stupid. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I don't think I've really used
it. Have you ever hired a cleaner and they've come in with that?
Yeah, and then it's got different attachments.
Yeah. It goes faster.
Would you buy that?
What made you buy this?
I just saw it.
How much was it?
£4.
It can't have been more than the tenner.
It was $24.99.
For this?
Yeah.
Nah, that's a bump.
No, you don't think you need it.
It was $24.99.
Okay, now we're talking.
Give it an extra fiver.
Well, how did you do that?
I'm saying.
No, extra fight, like £15 max.
Man pulled it like he's reloading the
shot. See, and then it's got like different. So I think like you put, yeah. So you put this on here.
No. Surely not. That doesn't look stable. That's gonna fly.
Turn it on.
It's gonna fly off. Yeah.
Or maybe take this off.
What, did it have like a peak advert or something?
Oh, the advert was mad. Like, it was...
Was it on Insta or was it on...
It was on Insta. And someone told me, because I put it on my Snap in it, and someone said to me that TikTok shop gets them all the time. But I said, brother, it's a good thing that I don't know how to use TikTok.
TikTok shop. TikTok shop got me a few times.
Okay.
I think I might even see my orders.
I don't think it's that bad though, Jordan.
No, I think this is bullshit. I'm not.
Where do you put like the cleaning products?
Like just on the surface, and then you.
Okay. I thought it's like you spray it or something.
I think it's like rather than like you like using your hand, use this.
Ah. Have you tried it?
No.
Try it.
Yeah, like it only came yesterday. So
what's it called? For the audio people that are listening.
Electric Spin Scrubber.
This isn't a paid ad either, by the way.
Yeah, this is a paid ad.
Just Jordan wanting to show his electric spin scrub.
Yeah, so
you've been done.
Yeah, that's
are you going to return it?
No, well, I'm going to use it first, and then if it's not good, then I'll find a way to return it.
You know, returns, that's something that I struggle with.
Do you know how many things I have in my house that I should return, but bro, I just can't be bothered?
I've got so many clothes, yeah,
bro.
Where the waste is out here. Bro. Like, it's just in my wardrobe.
I can't be bothered to return. I'd rather give it away
before
I return it.
Yeah, I remember I went on Boohoo, man. You know, they got tall and big section. I didn't really, you know, you got the big section of tall Boohoo, man.
Plus size.
It's called tall and big.
That's basically plus size.
Tall and big?
All right, go on.
Let's stick with tall and big.
Yeah.
It's better. I've ordered some stuff. I remember I ordered some jeans. Whoa, man. But I didn't realise the waist.
What, 48 by 48?
Bigger. Bigger. I said, and I just left it. It's still in my house all now. Turn a bonfire with that.
Yeah, no, returns, like, it's you long. See, like, returns and things, like, I always get burnt, because I just think, well, you know what?
Yeah, it's long.
Yeah, it's just long.
Just to package it back up and send it off again.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it's long.
Yeah, because you have to go shop, drop it off.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered. Girls do it all the time, though. I feel like they're just...
But women like to buy clothes and then know that they're going to return it anyway.
Because it's different sizes.
Yeah. Like, they'll buy stuff. They'll buy loads of things and know that, right, half of this is going back. Or they'll just see it just to try it on and then give it back.
Yeah. Women's clothes must be mad because I feel like it's very, like, intimate. Like, you know what I mean?
Women's clothes? What do you mean?
Like, you know, like, the, you know, like they try on clothes and it's all up in the...
Go on.
Tell us more about this. So what is it's up in where?
No, but you know, like it's very like tight things, you know. You know,
that's... all women's clothing.
No, but like a lot of women's clothing, you know what I mean? So I feel like, you know, like to return things sometimes, like you gotta make sure
you have to check the crotch.
There's certain things that they can't return though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I think underwear you can't, can you?
You shouldn't be able to. We shouldn't be able to return men's underwear. That's magic.
Yeah, no, you can't.
So expect to be able to return.
When I buy things, that's one thing that they tell me, like, you can't return.
Mm. What about you? Got anything to confess?
I have nothing to confess yet, but I met... This was ages ago when we weren't recording. Have you ever watched The Chase?
Mm-hmm.
The Chase. That sounds very daytime TV.
Is it daytime?
Mm. Yeah, around like 5 o'clock.
When you get back from work, basically, like, it sometimes it's on. But
with the black guy?
I met the black guy.
Oh, with the glasses?
Sean.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't realise he was who he was until about maybe 20 minutes of him being... So basically...
Where did you meet him?
It was my auntie's 60th. And she, like, had some big party in Central. And I kid you not, yeah, this man can't sing the song that was playing at the time because I don't want things to cross over. But he walked into like a certain Bashment song or whatever.
Coming to Capleton.
He just arrived at the party then.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like, introducing Sean. Yeah,
And like he was just dressed in all black. Like black Tiens, basically. I'm thinking, right, this guy, or 110, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's moving kind of like a gangster. Like the crowd all parted in that. I see him in the middle, bit of a gun finger. I was thinking, right, this must be someone's uncle. Like, must have, like, whatever. Yeah, he said, he's come around, he said hi to everybody, kind of thing. Oh, shit. This man's serious. And he's posted up by the bar, like that kind of thing. Like, with the rest of us. Bear in mind, it's like me, my cousin, and like his friends and whatever. I'm thinking, oh, shit.
Who is this guy?
This is my man from The Chase moving gangster at a 60th birthday party. But he was mad cool though. Spoke to him for a bit. And other people that taking pictures and stuff with him. I think he calls himself... Let me find out.
He's got like a name. He's got like a nickname.
Oh, the Dark Destroyer.
That's it. He's got a nickname. Same as Nigel Benn.
Yeah. Sean, the Dark Destroyer. But yeah. No,
he's good at In The Chase, you know. Yeah, like, he's smart. Very intelligent still.
Yeah, he's smart.
Like, how do you like revise everything?
I don't know how you do that. I think you just retain information.
I used to get...
Like, you see my phone right now, yeah? Let's do this here now, yeah?
Mm.
Let's ask you... I'm going to ask you something random. You ask Elz and you ask me.
You know how this is going to go.
It's going to be madness.
I'm ready. It has to be a general knowledge thing, though. You can't just be asking me. You can't pick out your bottom and just expect it to
What's the square root of 79?
I'm not good at maths.
See, we're burnt. The doctor straight will get that.
They get things just off the top of their heads.
79, that's, I'm sure that's like, it's going to have something with a decimal in it. I'm not sure, man.
Like, I know random facts.
You can't give them 79.
That's yeah, because it's normally like,
You don't know the answer yourself, though, do you?
You don't even know the answer. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. We're birds.
What is the square root?
But the dot destroyer would know it.
8.8.
See what I'm saying? Nil's a decimal thing. That's hard, bruv.
Wait, how do you work out the square root or something?
Oh, my God.
I don't.
81, like, for example.
You just came out of school now, man.
You actually left school.
You're still in school.
But the square root's like when the number times a number, right? Is that right? Yeah.
But it has to be the same number, so 9 times 9.
Yeah. So when you said 64...
Yeah. But he looked at you for the answer.
No, it's eight.
Yeah, see,
did you just leave school?
I can also imagine, when Genius I was 7, yeah, I was thinking... I'm sure it's 8, but I didn't want to challenge him.
Man says 7. No, 49 is the square root of 49. Oh, 7. No, 49 is 7 is the square root of 49, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
whatever's times is the same thing.
Okay, so like 12. So 144.
All right.
Okay.
No, but that's 12 squared. You said it wrong. You have to say the square root of 144.
Okay, equals 12.
Okay.
Yeah, so you saying 79 is hard. That's hard.
Okay, so if I say 11 squared.
That's the wrong thing. Your square root.
Yeah. No, but what is 11 squared?
Is it 121?
No, that's 11 squared.
That's what he's asking me, though.
What's going on here?
I've moved on.
That's the from square root.
You're just saying squared.
You're just saying squared. Yeah. 11 squared.
Yeah. I've moved on from square root.
So what's 11 with the 2 on it? Equal.
Is that what 11 squared is?
Of course it is.
This is going downhill. But
what's going on?
11 and the 2 is what I'm saying.
If the Dark Destroyer was sat here right now,
he would have had the answer.
With these dark idiots, yeah.
That's racist.
He would be.
That's racist.
Yeah, he would be ashamed.
That's it, dark idiots. That's racist.
Yeah, he'd be ashamed.
Yeah.
All right. Ask Elsovic.
Okay. In what year did Christopher Columbus go over to America?
He's a liar, though.
What year did he go over though?
He's a racist liar. I don't care what Christopher Columbus has done.
Oh yeah.
He didn't discover nothing.
Dark idiot.
He didn't discover it. What year did he go over there though? I don't know, I don't care.
Okay, so that's the wrong approach.
I stand with the original American people.
Is what else?
Can I think of something? How long do whales sleep for?
What, at one period of time?
Yeah.
10 minutes.
Nah, it must be longer than that. A whale can sleep. They hibernate in that though. They're mammals, ain't they? They hibernate.
Giving me percentages.
Minutes squared.
Whales must can sleep for like a week.
They sleep for 7% of their day. So 10-15 minutes.
Oh my days, that's cold. Right. But that's cold.
That's a sperm whale.
No, I was talking about sperm whales.
Yeah, you did.
I meant a sperm whale. That's what I meant. A sperm whale. That's the long whale, right?
That was just by chance. I'm just trying to think of that one.
This proves I know more general knowledge than
you. Didn't even ask me a proper question.
Than you
How old is Kim Jong-un?
Is that even facts though? Because he lies to his country.
King Jong-un.
Whoa.
Wait,
hold on. That's not right. Why would saying his name in that way have an effect of his age? That's not right.
No, but that would help me to...
What?
Help you what?
Help you what? I said Kim Jong-un.
That's not right at all. No.
Say Jim Kim Jong-un.
That's the president of South Korea, of North Korea, right?
North Korea, yeah, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
62.
Nah, it's 41.
See, he's that young.
Yeah, he's 41.
And he's a menace like that.
Bro, he's young.
He's 41.
Oh shit.
Nah, he must have been a bad man growing up, you know.
Over there is dark though. Like, do you know what goes on over there?
I watch a lot of documentaries. Because like, you know, like how...
They got like their own thing going on.
Yeah, like he
they
made...
They got their
he,
own news, their own...
Like, from what I've been told, he's made them believe that he's won the World Cup every year.
That's mad.
and the Olympics. That's and like, he's won it all. Like, he's the god over there.
That's mad.
They've got one channel. Everyone's got to have a picture of him in their house.
In their house. That would wear me out. Because if I don't even know him, like, but he just hung up no, in my house. Like, and, it's mad annoying.
And anyone that's gone against him to kind of win or like be in a political race, that person always ends up
dead.
Not making it out.
Oh, shit.
So it's peak over there still. But yeah, but anyway, going moving to my confession, imagine something mad happened to me the other day. So I've got a new car now, yeah? And
again?
Yeah, I got a new car. Oh. Remember there was a situation that happened with my other one?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to talk about that on camera. Yeah, I'm start getting angry. But anyway, I've gone to pick up the car now, and the guy said to me, I knew something weren't right, innit? So the guy was like to me, oh, can you pick it up, like, end of the month? So I've just picked up end of September. He's like, right, the last day of the month. I thought, all right, cool. I want it now, but I'll wait. Anyway, got there on the day. In the morning, and he's like to me, oh, like, I've got loads of people picking up cars today. Like, I'm not sure if you can pick it up right now. I want to clean your car, make sure it's all good when you come. So come back at 2 o'clock. I'll come back at 2 o'clock now.
Is this local to you as
it's
well?
It's local, so it's calm. Okay. It's in Beckenham.
Okay.
I've gone back there now. I can still tell that my man's on the ropes kind of thing. He's not, like, he's seen me and he's acting like he can't see me because he's got so much going on. Anyway, got in the car now and he's like, oh, like, signed all the paperwork and that. It's all good to go. He's like, there's one thing I forgot to do. I needed to top it up a little bit of petrol before you can take it. So he said, is it right for you just take me to the petrol station? I'll fill you up a little bit and we'll go.
He's going to fill you up.
The car, fill up the new car. He's not going to fill me up. He's not going to fill me up.
What's going on?
Take off that jumper, stick your head. Your head's all over the place. Why would he fill me up?
Take him to the gas station. He's going to fill me up and then we'll be on our way. Like, what the hell?
No, man.
On our way to where? Like,
I'll be on my way. So anyway, what's happened now? Imagine I've jumped in the car with him. And he's like, he's showing me the different gadgets in the whip and that. He's like, yeah, this is how you open a sunroof, blah, blah, blah. Like, the car's techie, innit?
So he's just showing me. Sunroof.
It's a techie car. But anyway, as we've driven out of the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
driven out of the dealership, yeah. We've hit a junction and I've gone to turn. As I've gone to turn, the car's just gone. And he said, fuck. I've literally, the car has run out of petrol in the middle of a junction. It's madness. I can't believe this, bro. Literally broke down in the middle of the junction. Oh my God, they're topping me up now. This is crazy, bro. Literally left the dealership. Oh my days.
Oh shit.
So cars are coming past going, "You fucking idiot! You can't park there!"
And it's just you and man.
And it's just him, and he's gone bright red now, innit? And he's thinking, shit. So he's left me now, run back to the dealership and said, "Right, can someone go get a petrol can, fill it up?" And I'm literally sitting in the middle of a junction.
That's mad.
Cars are, and it's that, it's not one of them small junctions, by the way. It's literally a junction where there's people coming this way, that way, that way, that way, and I'm just there with my hazards on. And because I'm a black man there, police will come.
Oh, is it?
Police have come. And they're like, "What's going on here?
So what? So they only stopped because you're black?"
I think they wanted to know what was going on.
So the police saw a car in the middle of a busy junction.
And they saw
me. And because you're black, yes. They said...
Listen, you know what driving as a black man needs to do? As a black man, don't be into them.
No, but I just think...
Elves, have you been stopped by the Metropolitan Police?
Yeah.
As a black man?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes, but
I... All right.
No, but...
Do you?
I just think...
Oh, you say all black men in here?
No, but... But you're sat in the middle of a busy junction.
Don't matter. They come over and they were looking at me like... It was like a stolen car or something. Because obviously it's a brand new car. They're like, "What? Well, hold on, what's going on here?" And then obviously when I've explained to them, they said, "Oh, okay. So they've kind of waited for my man to come back to kind of prove my story's correct. Then they've sent a guy over, filled up the tank, filled up a little bit. I was on my way. But literally when I say, I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, no, that's mad embarrassing.
Because everyone's looking at you thinking, and there's buses going past and they're literally like, there's a small gap to get around me. Just peak, bro. I was like, nah, man. Only something like that would happen.
Did you get
to
anything,
me.
Anything back like, for that?
Any compensation?
No, he just topped me up, the half a tank.
What's going on here?
Topped me up in terms of. Wait. Is topping up the petrol a mad thing to say?
You said top me.
Yeah, like
me up, as in like
yeah, like
top me off.
Not top me off.
he just topped me up. Like, what's going on with you?
Half tank's mad though. You should have at least got a full tank for all that mess. Yeah.
See me, yeah. You know, like lately, over like the past year to 18 months, I've become somebody that has complained about things.
Oh, you're not a Karen, George.
Yeah, no.
You've turned into a Karen.
Yes, because you see,
he likes to complain in general.
I've realised, I've been bumping myself, so. If I go somewhere and I feel like I'm not getting my
money's worth, you're gonna
then
complain.
I need to complain.
Why though?
So like when I go to hotels and stuff, if the hotel isn't
it's a bit shabby,
yeah, then I complain. Trust me, on the plane.
Why? What's brought this on though? What's brought this on?
Because bro, like you're paying for things, like you're paying for a service. How can you buy a new car, and you're sat in the middle of a busy junction? Yeah. Police are accusing you of theft. They're accusing you of theft.
Not accusing.
And you've taken a half tank, which is normal. Yeah, and you've just driven off.
Yeah, I'm not a full tank would have. I would have got over
sufficed.
Yeah, I would have got over it.
I would have got a full tank and a key ring.
What, you know, the dealership?
Yeah.
What did they say once they've like? Everything was finished. They apologized.
No, the guy was really embarrassed. I can't lie. And then he started just like explaining about why he made me come back at the end of the month. And he basically was saying, because it's like a sales role, yeah?
Yeah.
He tried to squeeze everybody in towards the end of September. So his numbers for September were high. So, but he'd obviously done too much customers in one day where he couldn't give the right attention to everybody. Right. And he basically was saying that it's his bad because I wanted to pick up the car from before, but he tried to squeeze us all in and ended up messing up. So he was a bit pissed. And he was like, "Yeah, this is why I hate my job." Started breaking down, saying, "Yes, I've been doing this for 20 years. I don't know how to get out of it. It's the only thing I know."
Yeah, you know, so I bonded.
Yeah, and I was like, "That's why I left recruitment."
Yeah,
I said, "That's exactly why I left recruitment." Because that stress there? That's what I don't need in my life. But
off topic, I'm not going to lie. One of the two professions I hate is recruiters and car salesmen.
They're very similar. All kind of sales jobs are very similar.
Like, they just wind me up.
Why? Because it's a lot of bullshit.
It's just, you're just chatting shit.
It depends if you get a good...
And you've got a KPI that you need to hit. You're not listening to what I'm saying. Like, you're just trying to sell me something. I don't want to, like, bro, I have a recruiter call me for a job that does not fit, like, my skill set or anything like that.
Yeah, you said about the zookeeper.
Right,
stuff,
it's stupidness. That it's actually just stupidness.
Go off in it. That might be racially charged, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. I might be exaggerating.
A zookeeper. Why would elves be? If elves is looking for marketing, why would they think, oh, I've got the perfect job for the zookeeper?
No, but if it was a safari assistant, then
racist.
Then I think where that's racist.
Where's this leading to?
So I think it's when he said dark idiots. Yeah. I just messed
but up. But yeah, recruiters and car salesmen, I just think they're just annoying. You have to deal with them in a certain way.
Yeah, yeah, because they're only thinking about themselves still.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, going into questions, I was asking myself, and I thought, let me ask you lot, yeah. Do you lot drink water?
Yeah.
Like, would you say that you lot are like water connoisseurs?
It's probably like my favourite drink.
Like,
sounds stupid, but.
Like, you've come here and there's no. And you've said.
Juice.
Yeah, is there any apple juice?
Mm.
No.
Alright.
And you was pissed when I said no.
No, I drink water. But like, I've started drinking a lot of water now because obviously I'm on the road a lot now, yeah? What would you say is the best brand of water? And what would you say is the peakest brand of water?
I think it's, well, from water that can be bought in the shop.
In the bottle, yeah.
I think it's Saka. Or Highland.
Highland?
Yeah.
Saka's up there. I think. Have you had the Fiji water?
Yeah, I had that.
That's
Fiji water's good.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I personally think that one there.
I think it's a lot of branding though.
Yeah.
It's like, nice though.
The branding gets you. It's like, oh. Yeah.
You think it's the branding? You don't think it's that?
It does a lot of heavy lifting. Like, it's a good water, don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's better than Saka. Personally, I prefer Saka.
Why do you prefer Saka over Fiji?
I mean, it just tastes good. Like, it just tastes like how water should taste. It doesn't taste like...
But does water have a taste?
Yeah. You can taste like... Yeah, I can't explain it.
Yeah. When you got like a bad water, like it's like, oh, like this is actually mad.
If I gave you tap water, you would know I've given you tap water. Yeah. Whether I left it in the fridge or not, you would just know, oh, this has come from a tap. Do you know what I mean?
But fuel might just not... It's that chemical water that
no,
much,
I do. It's just the tap water tastes a bit chemically.
Mm.
You can taste the chemicals.
Like, if I had ginger beer here or water, I think you would take a ginger beer.
What now?
Yeah. Like, if I said, oh wait, I've got a ginger beer for you, like, you'd be like, oh yeah, go in then. Like, you wouldn't say, no.
No,
like,
but...
Like, I'll drink water.
I think it's nice to treat yourself sometimes. Ginger beer is a treat. It's a nice little treat.
Like, I've got juice in my house on the weekends, maybe, and then it will be here until it goes off or until, like, someone else, like, drinks it. Like, I won't touch it.
I've been getting the Nigerian Fanta here and there just as a little treat.
That's nice, though. That's serious stuff.
That goes off.
Is it?
That goes off.
Is it? Yeah. Like...
But you can't keep doing it because, you know, it'll just go overboard.
Mm. Yeah, it's very high in sugar.
I was looking
for
the price of the crate. I was thought, yeah, getting too far. But 9 times out of 10 throughout the week, I'll just drink water.
So, but you're saying Saka and Highland. What are you saying is the top water brands?
Saka and, to be honest, I drink a lot of Evian. But that's because... That's what my girl gets.
Do you reckon it's the branding?
What, the Evian?
Mm. I think Evian tastes smooth, though.
No, it does. Evian
too. You don't like Evian?
It's just expensive.
Evian's peak.
Like, it's expensive. But Saka and Evian, to be fair.
So what would you say is like a dead water?
Dead?
Like, what would you say you'd look and say, I'm not ever picking that one up?
Volvic.
Volvic? You think Volvic's dead?
I don't think Volvic's that bad.
Yeah, Volvic.
No, I don't think Volvic's that bad.
Volvic, there's another one that's quite good. Is it the Polish looking one?
Polish water. No, don't know about that, man. Is that what you got around these sides?
You know which one's actually good? Tesco's water.
You're going mad, man.
No, I'm not going mad. I promise you.
It's not Polish.
With the blue label.
Yeah.
Still spring.
Yeah, it's good. That's actually good.
I think Evian's kind of dead as well.
Evian ain't dead. No, you can't diss Evian water.
I don't like Evian.
Why?
No, I think Saka and Highlands are the best.
What about like the Lidl, you know, the multi-pack one?
Yeah.
It's all right.
So you can't diss me for drinking Tesco water if the Lidl one does the job though.
Like, you know what? Like, you know what they do with that one?
I think it's called Carrot Glen.
But like, you know, that water is made...
I think it's called Carrot Glen.
And that water is made on site, you know.
What, the Lidl one?
Like, in the store.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. With a hose.
Yeah, literally. No chance. Just got a hose, like, no chance. From the staff toilet. Yeah, no just chance. See it in, like.
No, no, no.
That's called Carrick Glynn. Carrick Glynn. Carrick Glynn.
But when they come in the morning, that's and they have their staff meetings, yeah? It's like, right, you on Tills, you on Trolley, you on the water.
I can't remember their water, to be fair.
No, it's Carrick Glynn. I get it all the time, still.
I think I go Aldi more than I go Lidl.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in the comments, let us know what water you lot drink as well. Because I personally think Saka might be up there as the best in the UK.
And it's reasonably priced.
Yeah, it's decent price as well.
Pure Life as well.
Pure Life?
Yeah. Oh, that's the Nestle one, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that one's all right as well, to be fair.
I had that one still.
Yeah, that one's all right. That one's all right. Yeah. Yeah. They sell that in Lidl's as well, right? Pure Life.
I can't remember. Oh, what, you don't shop at Lidl? Lidl's peak.
I go Tesco. I don't have, I'm not a grown man. I just buy granola and yogurt.
Everything else is sorted.
Yeah, everything else is done, you know.
It's granola and yogurt.
A little selfish shop, like, from myself. And then it's good to go.
No, that's funny.
What, yeah, else?
Is it, oh. Question, innit? I don't know if it was us not having the conversation, yeah? But what generation do you think has it the easiest?
In terms of what?
So in terms of, do you know, let me give like a breakdown of the generations.
Gen Z, Alpha.
Yeah, all of that, basically.
I don't actually our parents' that. Generation.
Wait, so what gen is us?
Millennials.
Yeah, we're millennials.
We're in trouble.
So what's my grandma?
She would be... I don't know. Wait, when
was
you born?
Depends on the field. 1985.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
But yeah, now we're millennials. Before that's Generation X.
Oh, so Generation X aren't my parents?
No.
That's oh, me. Like also oh, like older
that
cousins.
That means
in
your mum's young.
Oh, like my older cousins in it. In their 40s.
Yeah. Okay. And then baby boomers is from 1946 to 1964, so that would probably be.
Ooh, I think that's just before my dad. Oh. So what's after that then? The one after.
Before that?
Yeah.
Called Silent Generation.
No, not that's Silent.
wait.
Dark.
No, wait. What age is that? Else?
That's 1928 to 1945.
Yeah, but that's my grandma.
Silent Generation.
No, it says Silent. Silent Generation.
I think they had it the best.
In what way though?
Bro, you can buy a house for 10 bags.
But racism.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
right. No,
yeah, but they survived.
No, no, no.
Not everyone.
But they survived. Sure. They survived. Racism
1920s to
racism
1940s was
rife,
dark. That's
but
dark.
They survived.
No. As a black person living in the world then times.
Like, you couldn't go smoke shisha.
Yeah. Things were very dark.
Yeah, I don't think I would have liked that. And for a man who takes racism as seriously as I do.
Yeah.
I would have started protests.
Yeah, I would have definitely been over in the
I would have been marching weekly.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, them lot had it. They was dealing with oppression. I'd say, to answer your question, I think our parents' generation. Because that's when like Margaret Thatcher come in and was like, you can buy your council flat and that.
So you're saying it was easier?
100%. We are cooked because of them.
I don't think it's easier, man.
What do you mean? You think
I don't think they had it easier.
Yes, they did.
I genuinely don't.
Yes, they did.
Because the amount of opportunities we have and that like, people younger than us have.
What do you mean?
We can do more things now, I think.
Do you think your grandma was...
Not grandma.
Could your grandma have had a podcast?
She couldn't.
But when I'm talking about my grandma,
they would have stoned her.
I'm talking about mum. All
right, your mum. All right, cool.
Even your mum couldn't be a
podcast.
Yeah,
but that's because technology weren't about.
That's still a part of the question, though.
She could have had a radio show, though.
But what, though? Yeah. Vibes FM.
Why does it have to be that? Why can't it be something that's on the positive thing? Why can't it go on a Christian channel?
On Top FM. On Top of Sharon.
why would it be...
Drive Time with Sharon, you know?
There wasn't a lot of money in it and there wasn't a lot of black people that could have a career from it? Because we could name off the top of our head who actually had a radio station.
Jenny Francis, isn't it?
There was Jenny Trevor Francis. Trevor Nelson. What's my man's name? Richard Blackwood. Pat. There's not a lot of people. Think of the whole country.
Yeah. So when you say generation, are you putting it down to like job, living in London?
Like lifestyle, job, lifestyle. Like you can just wake up and get things done easier.
I generally do think that my parents' generation had it better than us. I think our generation right now is struggling. A lot of people our age are either not going to get on the property ladder or going to get on it late.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
Yeah, I get
but
that.
But they wouldn't. We would have all had houses back in them days.
I don't think the property ladder is true. The end all be all of...
No, but it's an example.
I get it, but I'm just saying it's not the end all be all of having a better life.
It's an example of as an adult.
Like, I get what you're saying, and you know what as well? You know unemployment now is at its highest.
Unemployment was still rife then.
Not as high as now.
And plus, how studies are done as well now versus then, there's a lot of things that are unaccounted for.
Uni now, and look at the price of uni.
Yeah, see? We're cooked.
I still think the generation below us, so the young, have it easier.
Gen Z.
Is it Gen Z?
Yeah, it's Gen Z.
Yeah, have it easier than most of the others. Because the amount of opportunity you have, you can wake up and say, this is what I want to do today and make it a career.
Which is fair, but I don't think that is just... I think our generations are a bit more cooked now, personally, because of the internet. Everything's like a lot more... I don't know how to explain.
You shouldn't have all that information. I agree with that.
Yeah, we're stuck in like the internet world, and Gen Z, they just was born into computers. Yeah. So that's all they know. But us, look, we can kind of, we're like...
Oh, and then there's Alpha, but that's 2013 to present day. But that's not really that old.
2013, what, kids born then? So like kids in that primary school and that.
Yeah, so you can't really
secondary.
When they get a bit older, you can...
They're going to be cooked as well. All of them...
Every generation has their setbacks, but I personally think...
So what would you say? You say our generations had it worse or theirs?
What, to Generation Z?
Yeah.
Ours has had it worse than Gen Z, 100%.
So what do you think's had it worse though? Like, what's your...
Wait, what was my original fucking question? I even lost fucking track.
You said what generation had it...
Idiots.
Did I say had it easiest or hardest?
Yeah.
Oh, easiest, Gen Z, yeah. I think they've got it easiest.
What do you think?
Wait, easiest? Gen Z. But then you don't know, innit? Because they're still young.
They're still alive to... There could be a mad crisis or a mad thing that fucks up everything. But for now, my answer would be Gen Z.
I'd say our parents. I think that our parents might have had it easier than us.
Less than times. They was getting away with murder.
Yeah.
I was getting away with murder.
My mum drove with no license for years.
I shouldn't be saying this on the camera. I can't be saying this on camera.
I'm sorry. But for years. And you know what's so mad? Her stories encouraged me to do the same thing. When I was 16, I bought a car.
Because your mum used to work with no license.
I was 16, I bought myself a car and I taught myself how to drive.
Because your mum was doing...
Because my mum... And my mum knew about it.
Oh, she was alright with it?
Mum, she was alright with it.
No, you shouldn't be saying
that. I was driving to Toys R Us.
She's going
to
be livid.
She's going to be...
Children! Shut up! I was driving to Toys R Us.
No, they had it easier, man.
Like, you see now, bro, like, you see now, like, I wouldn't even dare... Pull out of here with no car insurance. Oh, my days. I'll be scared. I'll be mad scared.
Yeah.
Like, to drive, like, even to drive to the shop, like with no insurance, or, like, no license, or no something.
Things not
like,
fully lit.
Oh, my days.
Yeah, it's loose.
I'll be so scared.
I done it the other day. It's threatening, man.
Yeah, see?
It's threatening.
Yeah,
no. I was like, I literally pulled over and put on day insurance.
Yeah, see?
I said, this is...
See, it's joyriding.
Yeah. Because you know what I'm saying? If you get bagged, it's like, bro, you're a big man.
Yeah.
You're a big man. in your 30s,
yeah,
and it's not even worth it.
It's not even, yeah, you're going to get 6 points. Yeah.
And you know, like, you know what you're doing.
Six points are fine.
That's what happened to me. Insurance is fucked for years. That's how I got points, you know. I'm not even going to lie. I can reveal it now. What points like that?
What, driving the insurance? By choice?
No, I was moving my mum's car. And I was like, let me just quickly just whip it to the MOT. And then I whipped it. And then you know what done me?
What?
It was raining. And I splashed a pedestrian by accident. Oh. And then the police pulled and said, you know, that's assault. Is this your car? Sharon? I knew I was cooked for it. I knew it was going Greenwich. I knew it was going to the
power. To the power.
Is it your car, Sharon?
I said, yes.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck. You're actually fucked.
Yo.
Oh, man. Yeah, what you got for us?
Which household appliance do you struggle with the most?
Struggle with?
Mop.
I don't even have a mop.
You don't have a mop?
I've got a steam cleaner.
You struggle with the mop the most?
Yeah, I think mop. Because I feel like, you see that the old kind of mop that's with the,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
the strands? I just feel like it's just gets dirty.
Yeah, but I've got a flash mop, to be fair.
Yeah, I bought a flash mop, but I messed it up because I put hot water in the water thing and then it made the water things get all tight.
Oh.
So now when I'm squeezing out the water, it don't work. Oh. So now I've had to go back to the old school mop and I'm just like, this mop's just dirty. I just feel like it's dirty, man.
TikTok shop.
Huh?
I've got a good, yeah. It's like a Shark one. And it's like, yeah. Off the floor, pretty well.
So, would you recommend that?
Yeah, because I've got a dog as well, so it's always like.
I think I need that still.
I think, which one do I struggle with the most?
Yeah, mop.
Mine's the washing machine.
Why?
Bro, there's so much settings. There's
don't you just put it on? There's only two settings you need, though.
No, but I.
Whites and darks.
But either. So, my whites, I wash on 90.
Yeah, normal.
And then depending on my colours, like.
Mixed.
Yeah, like 30 to 40, but it's like the drying settings and in the tray. I don't know what goes where.
Why though? Why do you not know this?
It's just no. But think about it though. Yeah, for years I've been used to one washing machine.
And then you got a new one.
Now I've got a new one.
How are you washing your clothes at the moment?
I'm winging it, but it seems to be working.
You're winging it.
I'm mad winging it.
Nah, you.
Because I've got like a washer dryer, but then some days I'll try to dry my clothes and then it comes out wetter than
yeah. I've like, tried the washer dryer thing. It just my thing always comes out damp.
But then my old one, bro, like drying it, it was certainly dry, like.
Okay.
So now I don't know if it needs servicing or what, but the washing machine I struggle with.
Yeah, I'll tell you a mop for me.
I mean, I didn't say household appliances. A mop is
doesn't fall in that category.
It doesn't.
Okay, if you're talking appliances, everything in my flat's pretty basic though. Like,
but even my house,
everything's pretty standard. There's nothing really in there that I'm thinking, ooh. I remember when I first moved, I didn't know how to turn on the heating. At the time. I just did not know how to turn on the heating.
Cold in the yard.
To be fair,
blankets.
I need to, they've been asking me for my
meter reading.
Yeah, and I don't know where it is.
Usually outside.
What, for my the electricity?
Now, yeah. Some people's ones is inside. Well, I don't know.
It depends on
the flat. Mine must be inside, but I don't know.
Isn't there a box outside your flat? Probably is. You need to check. I'll look for you.
Please. Yeah. Because daily they've been emailing me.
Is it over?
But I don't know because I just pay the same every single month.
Okay.
And I've got no gas, so.
Yeah. I don't struggle with it, but I just don't like it. The electric hob.
Same, man.
Induction hobs.
I want to see the temperature. Like.
Yeah, I can't really gauge it sometimes.
Where do you not get your pots and that from? Because my thing, I've struggled.
I get mine from work.
What, the pots? The induction hubs and
yeah,
I've been struggling.
Yeah, I need some new ones still because I think mine are dead, man.
I need to get new things myself still.
Yeah, you can't really cook your food properly on them, but I have to make do.
That's how they make all the new modern flats and all that, innit?
How much to buy like the fire one was? I said, yeah, forget.
Oh, is it a lot? Is it very expensive?
If you want like a nice one, yes, it's expensive.
Is it?
Yeah. So I ain't getting one of them for a while.
But I heard like all the flats now, like you have to have the
induction.
The electric.
Is it because of Grenfell?
I think like there's some sort of like stipulation now. Like they won't put no more gas ones in. And to be fair, I don't think that there's much gas in flats anymore.
No, that's old school like, thing. Yeah,
that's like all electric.
Yeah, modernly. Yeah,
probably saves on energy anyway.
Mm. All right, cool. I think it's time for proper news, us.
All right, you do music. And we are back here to the streets news.
I've missed this.
It's been a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I was going through my thing. I actually got quite a few. So what I might do is, because there's certain news pieces from a while back, I'm not going to do it today, but I think we should still talk about them because some of them are quite funny.
Just before you start, you know, last week you mentioned about you're not sure if you can handle this responsibility.
I didn't say that. I said I think it would be nice if you lot bought something that you guys are either interested in or find funny.
Do you still want us to?
If you do, if you see something and I don't bring it up within the first like whatever, but, oh, I saw such and such, or did you lot see such and such? Just same way the jury, they DM stuff. They say, oh, can you talk about this? Do you know what I mean?
I think you should just.
You shouldn't be lazy. I think the both of you shouldn't be lazy because both of you lot watch news.
I don't watch the news.
I listen to TalkSport. I can bring sport news.
There's even something I wanted to talk to you lot about, but because I don't know the background of football that much. But anyway, we can get into it a bit later. I feel like you might be able to
break it down.
Yeah, you might be able to explain.
What
it,
do you want to know? What like the rules? Like if you
score goals. No. I get like, all that.
How much one goal is worth?
Nah, like I get all the basics of football.
So if someone
scores, because at some point I did actually watch football, but I just stopped.
So if someone scores one goal, then what is that worth?
What do you mean?
In the game, and like, while the game's live, if someone scores one goal, what is that worth?
In the league.
See, you're asking two different questions. What is the question? It's not because it's three points. If it's for the league, if it's one goal, it's one goal.
One goal's 3 points for the league.
No, if you win the game, it's 3 points.
And what if you draw the game?
Two, I think.
Two points.
Thank you. I watched football for a bit, and then I stopped.
2 points.
Yeah, 2 points.
Is it not 2 points?
No.
Is it one?
You fucking idiot. You fucking idiot. Set you right up.
Dark.
Two points.
I don't watch football.
Bobby, we're so bright, right?
I used to watch it back in the day. Back in my day, it was 2 points.
Anyway.
2 points for a draw.
You
the fuck out of here.
You lot set me up. New York couple charges guests $333 to attend their wedding and only 60 guests of the 350 was invited.
Yeah, I see this.
Wait, say that again. So people had a wedding and they charged their guests
$333.
Bro, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
I wouldn't go
at all.
Three bills to go to.
Do you know what? I would buy someone a wedding gift because I feel like that's what you do.
Yeah.
But for you to tell me, for me to step foot in there, I have to pay you, it's a bit weird.
And you know what's so crazy? See, this is why my wedding is going to be abroad somewhere with my close friends and family.
That's not expensive though,
James. Yeah, but I'm not having no big party for other people to just come and eat and drink and forget about my day.
I had a serious talk with my girl and like one of my friends, and they were breaking down because I didn't really break down the costs. I didn't really break them down. So we were talking about how many guests, like roughly, And I got to a number of around, like, I think it was like 150.
Basically. That's a lot of people.
So when they started telling me, oh, I said, yeah, boy, it'd be like 10, 15 pound a head for food. And they said, you're going mad if you think it's going to be 10, 15 pound a head.
More
for
like
food.
50.
You're looking at like 50.
Yeah.
From there, that's when things was changing. I said, nah, we need to cut this list in half. And there's certain family that, let's be honest, you don't really talk to that much. So it's like, do you really
need to come?
And then... Personally, if I'm having a wedding, I don't want the groomsmen to be forking out for loads of things. Obviously, it's still a celebration and stuff, but say we're going out on a stag do somewhere, like I might pay for majority of where we're staying or something like that.
So it's
less of a burden. So I'm thinking about things like that.
It's a lot of money.
It has to be far.
Oh, so you're going to look into the...
It has to be minimal people.
Yeah, because that eradicates everything. And also, yeah, like with me, I see it as I don't want anybody at the wedding that I wouldn't want at both parts. Yeah, so I'm not on having like the ceremony and then it's like, okay, cool, yeah, well, I'm gonna invite so and so to the after bit.
Mm. So they have to be someone that you want there from the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Yeah, literally. Because otherwise, like, bro, like, the wedding, like, that's your day.
Yeah.
I want people to come that actually care about my wedding.
So you lot are both in destination
it's
wedding.
Far.
Come, yeah, that's minimal.
Yeah, we're going
that's Quay. Minimal people.
That's two holidays in the future.
Yeah, we're going Quay.
So it sounds like you might not go in Qatar. We're going Quay.
Bro.
Like, it needs to be far. Like, it needs to be.
Like, so the journey's got to pull people along.
Minimum 8 hour flight.
Minimum 8 hour flight.
Do you know what would be a good destination out of Bali? Because it would be like cheap over there, but the flight would
One of my friends was supposed to get married in Bali, actually, but it didn't.
Yeah, I can imagine Bali being like a deep, because you know, you see people doing like the flower bed pool and that.
Yeah.
You could do that for like, I swear that's like 50 quid.
I didn't look into it. But it's expensive to get there, but once you're there, things are relatively
cheap,
affordable to pay for.
But yeah, there's that bride and groom are taking the piss.
No, they're definitely taking
330. How did they even get to that number?
That's a very specific amount, but yeah. I feel like they wanted to do things like cover costs for certain things. And
yeah, then they were.
But then you just can't do it. Like you got to think about it, because think about it. What it was. It was 150 to 60 people, or was it 350?
350 people, 60 people came.
That's madness. So what? That's like what like one fifth.
So if this was an event, they didn't sell out, and the room was there was bare space in the dance, basically.
Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't think I'd go ahead with it if I saw 60. I'd just refund them and
yeah,
just go do my own thing.
Go to the registry office.
Yeah, no, literally.
I was chatting to one guy, and he was saying that he was looking to get married, but he said he might just elope. And I was like, that sounds like you're not ready to get married.
Because
if a man's eloping, do you know what elope is?
I was literally Googling it.
So elope is when you just get married and then you get random people just to witness it.
Oh,
you
like have to have witness.
Yeah, that kind of vibe. Because they were like, he's more focused on the journey of the marriage. And I said, that's sounding like a man who can't afford it.
But then again, I respect that, because that's him saying, you know what, yeah, I'm committed to being married, but I just can't afford the ceremony. So,
yeah.
Rather than him saying, but you know what, I'm gonna call off the whole wedding and wait until I can afford it.
So that you rate the elope.
Yeah, because that's a commitment. Like, he's still committing to say,
you're gonna be my wife.
Yeah. Like, I'm committing myself to you lawfully.
I have more questions for him before, yeah.
Yeah, I think they've decided not to go down the elope route, from what I know. But it's because he was saying that he's looking to buy a house, get married, and have a baby all in 18 months. Oh. And I was like, brother,
that
sounds stressful.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
And that's why he was saying he's going to elope, because he just said that I'd rather get married and just to say I'm married than have a big wedding and then I've just spent all of my money on a deposit for a house.
Another one, and I actually saw this myself. I didn't record it, but London buses are infested with cockroaches.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Yeah, I got on a bus the other day and I saw one just like thing. But have you ever sat down and deeped how
dirty?
dirty.
Yeah.
Like, public transport. Ever got on a bus, yeah, and just
Hit it,
and the dust comes
in the air,
it's mad, it's actually mad.
And we don't know, I've seen someone do it on the train once, tube,
It's disgusting.
Like, I heard they actually get cleaned every day,
they do,
but not properly cleaned.
Not like. They need to be like, I mean, like carpet cleaners on them Tuesday.
Oh, they probably don't have time to do
they ain't doing that,
every single thing.
You've seen that, you see when they clean the trains between the journey. It's normally just a man walking through with a bag.
Yeah.
Just picking up rubbish. Yeah, that's normally what goes on.
Whoever won the contract to clean them, they're making bread thinking.
Bread, right? Yeah.
Because they're not doing nothing.
Because they're doing the bare minimum. They're just picking up a little Pringles.
Yeah, it's just to make. It's things that are.
And then they're gone.
Yeah, it's things that are in your eyesight.
And then they just
carry. But the actual train itself is dirty.
Bro, like, even like for me, when I used to drive the bus like 10 years ago, I used to feel disgusting in the cab. Like,
the cabin.
Yeah, bro. Because think about it, yeah, bro. Like in that bus, there's just different people like coming in and out. So when we're changing drivers, yeah, like you'll see the person that you're taking the bus from.
Oh, and some of them.
And
are
sometimes they just look nasty.
Look like they're just pulling up in there.
Bro, they smell like it's mad. Like I used to wear gloves, like and everything, because it's just like.
Oh.
All right, question, yeah. 150k, would you eat spaghetti bolognese off a train seat?
Oh, come on, Nels, man.
But how much spaghetti?
Like, just a one serving, like a meal. Just a bit. Like,
150k? Yeah. Fuck it. I'm not going to die. Think about what you're saying, 150k to eat an edible meal. And it's
I'm just asking.
And it's just on a train seat.
Yeah, I'm just.
It's horrific. It's a horrific thing, and I'll probably throw up afterwards. But I'll be 150k up.
So if I say six grand.
6 grand.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
That's six bags. Nah.
You don't need 6 grand.
Not if you're a working person. Yeah. You can make that in a year. Exactly. So you don't need to. You don't need to. Dignity, because I don't like where that question is going. Because where he starts to go,
I don't want to see where your mind was.
It's going to start going sex with finance questions. Don't want to go down that route. Got any other news for us?
So this is from the NHS. They've said that if you marry your first cousin, there's strong links to having extended family support system and better economic advantages. How do you lot feel about marrying your first cousins for a better ecosystem within your family?
Is that in the UK? They're saying that.
It can't be.
It's from the Telegraph.
There's only one continent.
No, Jordan, no. 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 No, no, no. No. No, we can't.
Yeah, no, you're right. We can't.
No, last episode for a while.
No.
I saw it and I thought, for them to publish that, that's mental.
Yeah.
Because surely that's not safe.
It's not. The child would come out ill, man.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, or like the forms or something.
Yeah, like the toes would be stuck together or something. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, we can't.
You'll be deformed. Because the chromosomes are too close or something.
Yeah.
You can't be having your kids with your
so like your cousin. Auntie and uncles. That can't be right.
That's what the NHS is promoting. That means the NHS is in trouble. They're on their knees if that's what they're pushing out there.
They've been in trouble for a while. To be
part of your cousin for a better economic. Nah. I stand still. I've got one news to bring.
Mm.
It's not even that much newsworthy though, but it's about Jamaica. They might qualify for the World Cup, you know.
Have they been doing well?
They're like 2 games away.
Okay, well, I think the best thing for you to do is wait until they do.
Yeah.
Because
but that's because the fact that they might is massive news.
Yeah, but 2 games away for a nation like Jamaica that's a big hill to climb, you know.
But have they got left to play?
I think they just beat Bermuda 4-0.
I'm asking like I fucking know who plays for them. Yeah, anyway.
They
have Nigeria.
It's the Caribbean.
I saw Nigeria in the playoffs. Yeah, against
Benin. They beat Benin 4-0.
Cameroon, Gabon,
Gabon. Yeah, they got Gabon.
Is Gabon good?
What's the other team? Congo.
Oh, they're not good.
Yeah. Congo ain't qualified.
They're in the playoffs as well.
That playoffs is peak then.
Yeah.
I would rather Nigeria go through.
Yeah, they got a good team.
The group stage and,
oh, wow. You're against Nigerians?
Oh, yeah.
I'm supporting Cape Verde.
Not even on the Thirsty thing,
yeah,
but
here we go. I know exactly what you're about.
The women.
I just saw a video of one woman.
Bro, I'm telling
just
you.
Just one woman.
If
it's this one woman holding down the whole country.
No, it's not, bro. Yeah,
bro,
I think Cape Verdean women might be up there with like women from like DR and that. Big. Like I've seen when I went Afro Nation, that's when I come across women from Cape Verde. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. They're killing.
Yeah, Dominican women are beautiful.
Cape Verde, up there. Like top tier. Top tier. Black women.
Would you go there and settle down?
Well, passport bros.
Yeah.
Nah. But they're clean though. They've got, I don't know if there's that some sort of like, I don't know what their history is. I think it's, I don't know if they speak, I don't know what language Portuguese. They speak. I think it's got some sort of like Portuguese mix. So they look like Brazilian.
What does that mean, Gina? Right,
since Jamaica,
that, I don't even
know. But why is Jamaica in the AFCON?
No, but those are like the Caribbean.
Oh.
CONCACAF.
Yeah, like Bolivia.
I think that's the spot probably for playoffs.
Oh, okay.
But that's like each continent probably has a playoff, innit?
Yeah, because Iraq.
Iraq? Oh, no. No, we're gone.
Well, Sancho might as well play for Jamaica at this rate as well.
No, you can't because he's...
Emirates, yeah. So the United Arab Emirates.
He's facing Jamaica?
No, Iraq.
But why are you speaking about that?
No, but that's just... No, but I'm just looking at the...
They mix up all the teams.
Ah, right. Yeah. You can literally get through. But yeah, Jamaica get through. That's just the thing we need to look out for. Because if Jamaica qualify for the World Cup, first time since 1998, it'll be huge.
And that, Fionn, I can tell you this, from now on. From, by March, the last time that Jamaica would have qualified for the World Cup will still be 1998.
Why are you saying that?
No, it's true. Like
you're half Jamaican.
Yeah, but they're not gonna qualify. No, but let's be real though.
It's they're close.
Are they not? Like, are they just not good?
Or Jamaica?
Yeah.
They're two games away, Fionn.
Jamaica as a nation have a lot to learn.
Jamaica,
a lot of their players don't actually play for their country.
No, a lot of the players they've got from like. The Prem, and they've even got Steve McLaren. Do you know who that is?
Looking at me, bro.
You do know who Steve McLaren is.
McLaren
used to be the England manager.
F1.
No, you don't know.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, but
they've got a good manager.
Looking at me,
and they've got good players.
Steve McLaren.
Well, anyway, Jamaica might make it to the World Cup, and if they do, I'm gonna be making sure that I back my boys. You get me?
Where?
What you mean, huh?
Yes, sir.
He'll be ringing up on top of them, non-stop.
But that's got nothing to do with Jamaica, though.
He'll be calling on top of them back to back. It's me again, guys.
But, alright, it's up to you lot if you want to talk about it.
Go on.
But, could someone explain to me why is Jadon Sancho in so much trouble?
What are you looking at me for?
You might want to break it down.
No, I just...
I don't really know, but
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't really know, innit? I just know that he's been messing around with American women.
Yeah.
And it's not looking good, innit? And they're dragging his name through the mud.
Okay.
I think there's a level, what I understood, there's a level of boopsing going on.
He's getting boops.
That's what I believe.
Okay.
Like, they're calling him the client. But he's...
That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're calling him the client. And then why... people that watch football are brushing him is because he basically been offered to play for other clubs, but they were offering him less money and he refused to go there.
Yeah.
But he's got a mad contract at the moment.
Yeah.
And they're saying that he's trying to keep that contract because he's got a woman that's finessing him. That's what people are saying.
Okay. A lot of the jokes make sense.
Yeah. So they're saying you can't, because you got offered to go to Juventus. But they said, we can't pay you. He's getting paid like 350 grand a week. Yeah, he's getting that kind of bread. but he's being offered like 180. And he's like, no, I'm not taking it. I want to keep the 350.
Okay.
But they're saying the reason why is because he's got bills. His bills are heavy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's
but
got
this,
sweetie.
But these are internet trolls just being stupid.
Like, just but it might be true,
though. Nah, let's make up silly rumours.
Where's he playing now, then?
Villa.
Is that Villa?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I ain't seen him play not one game.
Yeah, is that Villa still?
They're betting him for doing balloons. I think Witty's manager, she was like, oh, this way you can't run anymore or something like that.
The balloons. Yeah. Speak.
I didn't really get certain things.
That's all it is, really.
Because I follow a lot of people that watch football. It didn't make sense.
What?
That basically it's like some celebrity thing that basically Saweetie's like part of it, but then he fell in love with Sancho. He's like dying. And then now the manager's asking for the Saweetie's manager's asking for the bread, I think, from Saweetie, but Saweetie wants Sancho to pay it.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's all I've heard better different versions of it, but
that means like a pimp or something, basically.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sweetie's selling.
So I think I think that's what it is, but for celebrities only, but then them man ended up actually
liking each other.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's dark.
So then now the manager's asking for the bread.
That's dark. Hopefully it's not that. That's dark. Yeah, that's dark still.
But yeah. An ear to the streets news. We'll catch you again next week.
Yeah. So this week's topic, we're gonna speak about things that we believed as a child growing up. Yeah. So
urban myths.
Yeah, yeah. So the topic today is my question to you guys is, what were you told as a child that you then went on to seriously believe?
There's so many, though. I think, especially as like a, I don't know where it is, but like, I think definitely in like the black community, we have a lot of old wives' tales.
Yeah.
That literally our pet has been passed down from generations to generations to generations.
One of the serious ones for me, yeah, was when if my mum was driving in the car, and I used to put the light on.
You get arrested.
Yeah, she used to say, "Oh, like,
is that not a real? Is that not a real thing?"
Let me give
you. Are you sure?
Yeah. No, but even now, like I still scared now.
I'm shook.
Like I still won't do that now.
Turn on the light while driving. Definitely,
no, it's not illegal to drive with the interior light on. Like,
so where did that come from then?
They just tell you to avoid it because it's reduced visibility when you're driving.
Well, do you know where I think it's coming from? I think it's coming from black household always wanting you to switch the light off.
So light off, yeah.
Like save power.
Yeah.
Or the car battery.
Yeah, that's where I think it's from,
That's
what I think it's from.
Yeah, that one there, I think that one got everyone. I think one that I found out not too long ago, which I was adamant was the truth, was you can only use 10% of your brain. That is absolute bullshit.
I never heard of that
before. You never heard that?
Mm-mm.
You never heard that our brain, we're only using 10% of our capacity?
Where did you hear that? No, I swear that. This is the first time I've
heard this before.
Where did you hear that?
No, that's just something that a lot of people have heard. People in the comments.
This sounds real chat. Real chat GPT issue.
Wait,
believe it, to be fair.
This is sounding real chat.
Let me explain further. Have you seen the film Limitless?
Yeah, I've seen it. And you take the pill.
But that pill is to make you unlock the other parts of your brain. That's literally where that film is based off that myth. So it's literally a thing.
So that's not true though, is it though?
You use all of your brain, the majority of it. Look at this guy trying to dig me up. I said, that's wrong. Real chat, GPT. But it's the myth. It's a myth. You use more than 10% of your brain. Because I used to hear things that if we actually locked in and used more parts of our brain, we could fly and shit.
It's right. It says you use all of your brain throughout the day, basically.
Exactly. But I used to get told
you're sleeping, like majority of your brain's still being
used.
I've never heard of the 10% thing, though.
That's a lot of people. People in the comments will back me up on that one still.
I still believed until you just said no to me.
Oh, you still think we only use 10%?
Yeah. But it makes sense if you think, like, if you told me that, when I got told, I thought, like, oh, well, that makes sense. Like, because the brain is powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they say things like, as humans, like, we only process what we can learn. But like in terms of that, like, there's so much more. Like when you think of like the world of what is like the universe, and like, if you actually started to think about it, we'll just go mad. So that's why they say you only know a little bit of, but it's not true. So yeah, that's one that I actually learned.
Yeah, what you got, man? If you go outside with wet clothes or like wet hair, you'll catch a cold.
Yeah, you will.
It's not true.
Yes, you will.
I said to go Google it.
I've caught colds. I've caught colds for that exact reason. No, if I had a shower,
Google
no,
it.
No,
Google
it.
Nah, nah. Yeah, because nah. I still believe that now. Like, Google it. I genuinely believed it until I did research and it said, nah, it's not because of that. Because it's other reasons, basically. If there's viruses, it makes your body more, I think it was susceptible to basically, yeah, you've got less of, I don't think there's proper like scientific words to say it, but you can catch a cold easier if your body temperature's like super low. But you see like how, especially more like white women, they'll get on a train with wet hair and stuff like that. They won't catch a cold. It's just because they're out.
All right, so ask ChatGPT.
Come off of there, because at the bottom of ChatGPT, what does it say? Not everything is true.
It doesn't say that. Eh?
I can grab it for you.
It says, if you go outside after a shower, especially with wet hair, you'll catch a cold. You won't actually catch a cold, but when you're cold, your immune system may be a little less efficient, and your blood vessels narrow, including those in your nose.
At the beginning of the sentence, answered my question, did it not? You're just arguing with me for, again,
but it's saying it could lead to, it could
lead. At the bottom of the AI thing, it says, do your own research. But as a main thing, like I would think if I go outside with my hair wet straight away, I'm going to catch a cold or something like that. I believe that for mad long.
Do you know what another one was as well? Yeah, is if you frown, your face will stay like that.
Or if the wind blows or something like that.
Yeah, if you flip your eyelids under.
It'll,
you know,
get
one
stuck.
I used to be scared of doing that one. You know, the kids back in the day.
I couldn't do that, you know.
Do you know, I wonder where them kids are now, you know? You know the kids that always used to flip out their eyes?
His brother does it now to this day.
What, to this day?
That's where those kids are. Vinny's brother does it. Daniel does it.
What, he's flipping his eyes?
Daniel probably flips his lips.
Why, at this age?
At this age. It's scary. So scary.
I was going to say, just the weirdo kids.
Bro, just FaceTime me.
I thought they were all in prison.
Bro, they were FaceTime me, yeah? And
what, his eyelids flipped out?
His eyelids will be flipped over his... Of his mouth flipped, but his mouth like flipped like all the way round here. It's scary. It's really scary, yeah, bro.
That might be something else.
Like, I've got to tell him like to stop, no, like
stop this.
But like, bro, seriously, like, bro, like, on a serious level, please stop, like.
No. Another one that I got told and I realised is a myth, is if you cut off your beard in the early stages, it will grow back thicker and stronger. Mm. Absolute bullshit.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Absolutely, it's all genetics.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know the beard thing, yeah? When I remember when I first wanted to grow a beard, the amount of myths, I'd, if you rub weed on your face.
I can't.
Weed!
I've tried.
Weed? Which we're fucked as a community.
And someone told me too, yeah, if you rub a woman's vagina on your face, then your beard's gonna grow. That's
the
myth as well.
A woman's juices on your face. That's just gonna cause
bumps. Bumps and lumps.
That's gonna cause infection.
See,
that's what I'm saying. That's how I know that there's problems within the black community. Because if they're saying get weed and rub it into your skin,
that's stupid. That
it's madness.
And the fact that there's many people that have done it, including myself. And
what, are you rubbed weed on the face?
I have.
Yeah.
But do you know, so mad. But do you know, so mad. When I was younger, yeah, I used to always want a beard, yeah. But now I like just the clean, like the clean.
Yeah, not everyone can do that.
Because like you see, for me too, yeah, I don't want like the stubble either. I don't like it when like I see people like when they cut their beard down low and they've still got like
the
like,
regrowth lines and yeah, like, yeah, it looks, it's a myth then still.
So yeah, I like, yeah,
it's more
like,
clean shaven.
Yeah, yeah.
One of our friends did it for boxing one time. Like,
what?
I thought, you look nuts.
Nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, there was there any with the beard thing? I feel like there was a lot of myths with that one though. Like that's where a lot of myths slipped through the net, and people kind of who was looking for a beard was willing to try
anything,
many things.
Well, our friend here was rubbing cheese.
Sour
diesel. Yeah. I was thinking, were you talking about weed? Yeah, I was young.
Cali weed on his face.
I was young. I was thinking it was Cali weed. I mean, what's that?
Merch.
Merch. Old school weed. Yeah, but it didn't work.
It's going to scratch the hairs off.
Oh, I'm trying to think. There were so many, man.
Another one, yeah, that was so childish was the Batty Man's legs.
Yeah, that's still a Batty Man's legs.
Yeah.
I'll cross the road. I come across one the other day. I was up London. The Batty Man's legs was wide from one edge of the pavement to the other. Across the road. I said, how the hell they got that up in London? How's the Batty Man's legs so wide?
Yeah.
From the edge of the pavement, you know, to the shop. I said, nah, this is stupid.
But like, you see that one, yeah? I don't know when I'll grow out of that one. Cause that's childish of me to still not. Even like the free drains. Like,
what free drains?
I'm walking on free drains.
You're not meant to.
Free drains?
Yeah. Like, you know where there's
I
like...
I don't know that one.
Yeah, there's like three drains like next to each other.
You're not supposed to walk on it?
No.
Why?
It's meant to be bad luck, apparently.
Oh.
Like, cracks in the pavement as well, you're not meant to...
What, step on there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you see me walking sometimes, I'm just like...
Oh, dude.
Yeah, you're not meant to step on the cracks.
You see, the bad luck ones, like opening an umbrella in the house and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that ain't cool? Or a mirror breaking?
Smash mirror.
I believe in God, so it's not. Let's be serious.
My God's stronger than all of them things. Let's be serious.
If I open up an umbrella in my house, what's it gonna do?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think one of the biggest ones that got us though had to be Santa Claus. I was pissed when I found that. I was pissed.
How did you not find that?
That was old for me, like very like mad soon.
How did you not? Yeah, but how did you lot?
My dad just came home from work one day and just told me.
Oh, he said the same.
He said, I pay for all of this shit in this house. He's I'm not.
Nah, my mum.
And I was still in primary school.
Years. I was old. I was 13. 14.
That's not right.
I was old. Like,
wait. You're a big man.
I said, Mum, no.
What, you're...
You've been doing all this.
14. 14.
Wait, did you even have a chimney?
No. My mama said she left the door on the latch.
That's dangerous, man.
And the thing is, yeah, my mum, yeah, like, she used to do things like she'll leave, like we'll leave milk and a cookie, then we'll come back in the morning.
And it's bitten.
And she just bit the cookie,
oh.
But then she's thrown like half the milk down the drain,
oh.
Left a bit of crumbs or something.
Oh, no.
When I was young, I was still, like, early primary school.
When you look have kids, how old would you leave it until?
I'm not telling them.
I'm not
running the Santa Claus. I'm not doing that. Because when my dad told me, it's always my dad, because we was, oh, Santa Claus is that. He said, no white man.
He said,
my dad's in construction. I've been grafting my bollocks off on site. And you think a white man's coming providing it? It's me.
I think it's definitely more of a dad's thing that they don't want someone else taking the credit.
You said a white man.
There weren't no work from home. It's you're in 5 days.
My dad's
in
construction, so Christmas time he's working in the cold. I remember he was working in Stockwell at the time. He was working in Stockwell.
I'm Santa Claus.
I'm the fucking old white man. I ain't coming in here and dropping off gifts for you lot. But yeah. I remember going into that little Christmas thing. I remember I used to blackmail my dad when he was younger. Because when he broke up with my mum, I used to always blackmail him for like the peak gifts. I remember he would call me up around Christmas time and I'd be like, oh, like, dad, like.
I love my mum more.
I want an N64. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, N64. I'm like, yeah, N64, that's what I want for Christmas.
For the younger viewers, could you tell them what N64 is?
A Nintendo 64.
We have young viewers.
People know what that, to be fair, some people might not know what that is, to be fair. Do you know what N64 is?
Oh,
look,
shit.
Is it? Do you know what N64 is?
Nintendo DS.
Is that
it? Oh, my days,
Junior. Oh, man.
A GameCube.
Yeah, it's the one before that.
Yeah, it's before that.
I was GameCube.
It's the earliest thing.
4 or 5.
Yeah, see, N64 was when I was like... It was before I was...
I think it came out before
it was born, but it was still a peak console then times.
It was the black one, innit? You used to have to blow the...
Blow the cartridges, yeah. But I remember Blaster, you blow the cartridges.
What was that?
Oh, man.
Did you see what I saw?
It was a massive cartridge.
What kind of cartridge you blowing?
Cartridge, man. But yeah, I remember my dad used to be like, oh yeah, like I'll try. And I'd be like, listen, don't call back this house if you're not going to have N64. If you ain't got N64, no, there's nothing in for you.
That's horrible, man.
That's bad, man, isn't it?
I feel bad because I know my dad was grafting his bollocks off. I was like, look, don't call back this house if you ain't got N64 on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's bad, man.
But I did get one in the end, and he got my limited edition one. It's probably worth bread now as well. Like a Pikachu on it, and that.
I don't think I've seen that one.
But yeah.
I think I just borrowed so much.
Yeah. Any other...
I'm trying to think if there's any other peak ones that my parents used to say to me. Nah, nothing too mad. Because after a while, you kind of work things out for yourself.
You realise, oh, that's not possible.
Mm. Yeah, and they say a lot of things just to kind of keep you in line. Yeah. All that, yeah, one that I created for myself, but I realised as I've got older, a lot of people did this, yeah? Was like, I don't know if you lot did this, but like, do you remember like playing PS2
mm-hmm.
and the loading screen mm-hmm. and you had to keep quiet?
Oh, yeah. Nah, I can't lie.
I don't know where that come from. But man,
if I don't look at
if it. Jaden, yeah. We'd play it and we'd put the game in and it would have the PS thing and then we'd just look at each other like this and hold our breath. And we wouldn't say nothing.
Oh, I'm mad that it's to buy but a brand new game and you don't know if it's going to work or not.
But we used to keep quiet because we said if we keep quiet, it's going to work. And if someone talked, they said, see, man, you're talking.
It's nothing to do with it.
It's a glitch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you do that as well?
Yeah.
But why? Where did that come from?
I don't know where it came from.
Keeping quiet.
I could, if I went, it probably happened from going to someone else's house and then they told me to be quiet and I thought, oh, let me try that at home.
You have to be quiet for it to work.
That is very mad.
That was the mad one from the younger days.
The shit's broken. That's what's wrong with it.
It's damaged goods.
It is damaged.
In the comments, if you guys can think of any, please let us know. Yeah. Yeah,
that's us though.
Uh-huh. Any more?
No.
He signs it out.
Well, yeah, people. I guess that's it. You know, we're back now, consistently. We're back weekly, so please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Please tell a friend to tell a friend, you know, that we're back. I've been Jordy George, Don J. I'm joined here today by my I don't know what to call you lot.
Did you call us anything at the beginning?
No,
not that I care.
I don't think that you lot even told me who you were.
We did.
No, you didn't.
We always do.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
I bet me £100.
You're gonna pay me?
Yeah.
Wait,
don't call me. This is between you two.
That we didn't introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
No, shake.
Cool. Okay. So when are we gonna do the £100? I want it in cash next episode.
All right.
Cool. Also, we introduced ourselves, Els.
Now I'm double fixed. We can watch it back anyway. Exactly. Yeah, Els, AK, Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy, Fionn. We'll come to see. And I'll be £100 richer next week.
Well, next time, my people.
Cool. Peace.